Hi, this is Mr. Jimenez, Eduardo Jimenez speaking. Calling about my policy. I'm making some changes and I need to know if you could call me back. My policy number, give me a second. Policy number is 940-284-283. 940-284-283. Please call me back at 561-255-9259. Thank you. They are very slow.
That's okay. I mean, for now, I can just quote you with this, and then if you want to wait to receive your current, then we can also do that.
Right, but I think I need something as soon as possible.
Okay. I mean, whatever you're comfortable with. So right now, let's say if you were to do the state minimum limits of Texas, which is 30, 60, 25, so keep in mind that for liability limits, liability covers a third party if you're ever at fault and you hit somebody, right? Mm-hmm. In this case, they're going to cover up to $30,000 for bodily injury. So if you hit a person, they have to go to the hospital, up to $30,000 for expenses per person. $50,000 in total for the accident. So there's four people in the car, they're all going to pay up to $50,000 for medical expenses.
Okay.
And then lastly is $25,000, which is the property damage. That means the vehicle itself.
Okay.
So with state minimum, they're only going to cover up $25,000 for property damage.
Okay.
Now, if it exceeds, that's something that you would have to pay.
Okay. And I have some other coverage that dealership has also, I guess, in a gap. So that would be fine. That's fine.
Yeah, so the gap would, in this case, it would cover your vehicle.
Right, right.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but they have a gap. It's for, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, like, in this case, if you're financing and the vehicle is a quarter total loss, then the insurance is going to pay actual cash value, but then the gap insurance helps cover the rest if you have more in financing. Now, for the uninsured motorist, that's also included. So if anybody were to hit you and drive off, they hit you and they don't have insurance, or if they hit you and they don't have sufficient limits to cover the accident, you're able to file a claim with that coverage and only pay a $250 deductible.
Okay.
Now, for your regular comprehensive and collision deductibles at $1,000, now this quote does not include rental, does not include roadside. Now, regarding your medical payments or personal injury protection, are you looking to have that coverage added?
Say again.
The medical payments or personal injury protection. Personal injury protection is similar to medical payments, but it covers for funeral expenses and lost wages.
No, I'm retired. Well, I may go back to work, hopefully, so I got some things planned, but at the moment,
okay.
I'm retired.
Okay.
Or
are you looking to be covered for medical expenses?
No.
So I'm only that out. So this is like the basic full coverage, right, with state minimum limits. Do you typically do monthly payments or pay in full? What is your payment plan?
Let's see. I have right now, I think we pay every 3 months, quarterly, something like that. Let's make it. Every 6 months, isn't it?
Every 6 months, yes.
Right. Okay.
So for, if you pay in full for 6 months and the term is only 6 months, with the rest of one driver, one vehicle, the pay in full for 6 months is $1,320.50.
Okay.
And that's just for those coverages, one vehicle, one driver.
Okay. To pay with the, credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I got to have coverage for the dealer said, well, no, you'll be covered by your Florida policy, but, you know, for the next day or so. But
yeah, if you're switching over to Texas, you have to get that insurance.
Right.
That's correct. Okay, let me confirm your phone number, 561-255-9259.
Correct.
Okay. And then for your email, I'm going to spell it out just to make sure that she typed it correctly. I have J, E as in elephant, J, I as in igloo, M as in Mary, 1@bellsouth.net.
Correct. You got it. It's a little confusing.
I always have to confirm because sometimes they misspell it and we have the wrong email. Okay. And then you said you were going to use the card, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.